Yes, it's been amazing that the county and outside of the county, people have stepped up to volunteer to man the tribute 24 hours a day. We started out, like you said, 130 spots that we need to fill, and that's four spots to help people find the panel and the line that they're looking for on the actual wall. And then there'll be two people in what we call a locator tent that will look up in a book or on a laptop to tell you what panel and line that your loved one is on. We're calling those locators. So there'll be six people there manning this from 6 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock at night. And then after that, it's going to be two to four people, a couple for security and a couple for assisting people finding the person that they're looking for. And out of the 130, I think I've got about five spots left, and most of those are from Sunday morning, which that would be from 6 to 9, 9 to 12, and I think 12 to 2 is filled up. And then we'll have that closing ceremony beginning at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And so, yeah, I'm thrilled that everybody has stepped up to the plate, and especially with Rhubarb Fest. They require a lot of volunteers for that program and that festival, and so it's really a tribute to the people of Mercer County that when they see a need, they step up and they make their time available and fill those spots. So I'm very grateful.
And then I know, Steve, you got some other help. I think you mentioned Landmark Landscaping. They're providing some assistance. The local FFA kids with Mercer County High School, they're also going to help out.
Yes, that's true. The school, Mike Chaussey is, and the FFA has volunteered and from scratch potted 50 flower pots. They're going to be red, white, and blue, and they're going to put a little American flag in those and donated those to this tribute. And they'll be scattered around at various spots, lining the wall and the path. And Landmark graciously volunteered to put the landscape paper down and then a couple inches of red mulch in front of the wall and then leading up to the wall, to the apex, which is the center from the sidewalk east along the 3rd Avenue. And so they needed some help as well because we're not allowing any heavy equipment in there. So it'll all have to be wheelbarrowed. And so the FFA officers have volunteered their help. There's 11 of those. And then several football players volunteered to come up and wheelbarrow. So from about noon on, because we don't want to be in the way of when they are placing the wall, and that'll begin at 8 o'clock on Thursday morning, the 3rd, till about noon, they will be placing the wall. And then after that, Landmark will come in and they'll be directing traffic on how they want things done and to get the mulch down. And then we'll be setting flags, 15 flags representing the 15 people that were lost from Mercer County or have ties to Mercer County, and the service flags, and a lot going to be going on, setting up a PA system for the opening ceremony that begins at 6 o'clock. And so if you have a few hours and a wheelbarrow and would like to come up after dinner or around noon and help out, it would be greatly appreciated. I know Landmark said that his boys are going to be up there as well. And like I say, there'll be 14 kids from the school that have volunteered their help. And so that's nice of them to step up to the plate and help this tribute to become a Mercer County reality.